this is Sean from Aware. You're listening to Turmoil on WUSB 90.1 FM.
Talking with Mike and Sean of the band Aware. How you guys doing?
All right.
Pretty good.
Well, last we heard from you, got a tape from you guys back in September called Day by Day. What's going on with the band since then?
Well, that was we recorded like 5 songs just to, you know, check around and see what you know, look for some labels to put out an album, put out full length. We just recorded 5 songs and we recorded 6 more. So we have the material. We're looking at 2 offers right now.
But for sure, it's 12 inch.
Any label? Which label has expressed interest?
There's 2, so we don't want to, you know.
Well, we don't want
to give out a name yet, you know.
The first EP you did by yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was lousy. we dislike it a lot.
We very much just don't like it.
Playing with the 7 Seconds tonight, sort of like a, you know, the main straight edge band. How do you guys like label yourselves?
I think we used to label ourselves straight edge.
Yeah.
When we first started, we did.
But our band's changed in a lot of ways, and. You know, like, I myself am straight edge, and Mike's straight edge, and we have a new guitarist, he's Jay from Press Release, came over, and he's straight too. And, but we don't come across as like a straight edge band. Like, when I write the lyrics, I don't write like straight edge stuff. I write like, maybe like what I see, and it may come across from like a straight edge point of view, but I don't come out blatantly and just say, be straight edge.
How do you guys compare, say, to the New York band, say, like Youth of Today, or who started in Connecticut but now have seemed to have taken over the New York scene? Is there, like, 2 separate scenes? They used to coexist though peacefully, okay?
I don't think we've any played with any of the New York bands, actually.
Well, we have.
I guess Youth of Today we played with.
Youth of Today, Bold.
Yeah, we have played with Bold a while ago. I don't think people label us as with New York and Connecticut. I don't think people say, people talk about New York bands, I don't think they put us in with.
Well, I think like a lot of people, like when we get letters, they're like, they'll say something like, send me some tapes of any New York / Connecticut straight edge bands. And they kind of lump a lot together, I think. You know, it's East Coast. But I really don't think we fall in like that kind of category. I think
with the name Aware, everyone assumes we're a straight edge band. We get a lot of letters and a lot of people think so, that we're straight edge, but not at the moment, not all, half and half. 50-50.
What kind of direction is the band taking then? What are you like looking forward to do? What do you want to accomplish, say, in the next 6 months or so, besides the 12-inches?
Probably the tour. Hopefully, if the 12-inch comes out soon enough, we'd like to do, you know, a pretty large tour over the summer.
Depends on the record deal we get. We're hurting out on money because we put a lot into recording some new songs. But if we do get a good deal, we're looking, you know, to do
it. If not, we'll just do, like, little weekend or week-long tours. You know, just
East Coast, at least.
Yeah.
You find it difficult getting these tours going?
Right now, we're finding it difficult. We don't have much of a problem getting shows. The problem is, right now, our drummer lives in Rhode Island. I, right now, live in Massachusetts. I go to school there. Sean goes to school in New York State. So we get back as much as we can, you know, once a month and play. It's hard to get a show right around that time, always.
Yeah, because, you know, so like Mike, our drummer, he has to take off work if we're going to get a show, and if he can't, we have to, you know, deny it. And, you know, I have to know, like, if I can take off that weekend from school. And so it's hard, but we pretty much accommodated it. But we haven't played many shows since...
6 months ago?
Yeah, since the summer. This will be like our first show since like the summer. We've kind of taken a break and just sat back and wrote songs.
We played quite a bit over the summer though.
So how do you handle it? You're away pretty much most of the time, then you get together for the weekend to play. Like sudden conflicts or changes of interest between everybody?
Once in a while we'll get into a fight.
Yeah.
We do.
About once or twice a practice session, I'd say. Maybe
last time everything worked out good. Sometimes we'll get together and we'll all say, I want to play this because everyone's been listening to a different kind of music. Because we don't just listen to hardcore music.
Right.
Some people are like, I want to play something a little different. But we seem to work together and write stuff now. Works out pretty well.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
From their first EP, that's Aware with Love It or Leave It. And going down the set, started off with Antitoxin from their new album, The Tower. That's our feature album for this evening. Antitoxin with Breaking Glass. Then we heard the demo from Aware called Day by Day. Then we talked with Mike and Sean of the band. That was recorded up at the Anthrax about 2 weeks ago Friday when they played with 7 Seconds and the Pagan Babies. And right after the interview, not really an interview, just a short talk of what the band's been up to lately. And then after that, Aware with Love It or Leave It from their first EP, which I thought was pretty good. I guess they didn't like it too much. They can do better, and I'm sure they can. And we'll be looking for their new 12-inch to come out real soon from Aware. Back to the feature album. Why don't we do that? This is Plastic Consumer from Antitoxin here on WUSB Stony Brook.